Good morning, this is Gracie and Kate with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland Government is looking to spend $35 million on studying the benefits of adding a road tunnel for Brisbane's ever-growing traffic after it declined a federally funded study because it could not take the lead. The three-year study intends to look at road, rail and public transport options to readjust movements on the north side and mitigate further traffic concerns. The original council study found an overwhelming need for more connections, but was deemed to have prematurely ruled out the unpopular option of surface level construction for more roads. The state government study will similarly ignore surface level construction and investigate the benefits of tunnel construction.
Queensland actors and crew members are turning to creating their own work after decades of being overlooked. Local actors have told the ABC Radio Brisbane of the struggle of getting hired, landing an audition, or even being considered for work in Queensland, all despite the abundance of highly trained talent in Queensland and a $230 million film boom that created 5,400 jobs in the state last year. Yet, actors have said they have more success landing jobs by relocating or pretending to be based elsewhere. The issue has prompted the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance to launch a survey campaign called Local Hires Are Hot, aimed at putting local talent back on employers' radars.
In national news, award-winning musician Josh Pike is embarking on a mission to champion Indigenous language the best way he knows how, and that's through music and song. Busking for a Change is a fundraising campaign that originally started as a pub gig in 2009 and quickly evolved as Pike's own children began schooling. The Indigenous Literacy Foundation ambassador is calling on primary schools across the nation to join in the campaign where students learn a song in English and Creole, which is most widely spoken Aboriginal language in Australia today, all whilst raising funds. All registered primary schools receive the tools and resources needed to make their Busking for Change a success, including the song, charts, lyrics and translations.
The government wants the Greens and Coalition to shut down the housing vote to pass the $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund in the coming fortnight. Regarding the government's $500 million budget plan on housing subsidies, housing spokesperson Max Chandler Mather and his party want to negotiate with the federal government to increase the subsidies to $2.5 billion for building more social and affordable housing each year. Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union National Secretary Zach Smith also agrees that the $500 million budget is insufficient with legislation passing deadlock and annual amount cap in the legislative sector.
In international news, queues to reach the summit of Mount Everest may be contributing to one of the deadliest seasons yet, with 12 climber deaths confirmed and 5 people missing. A similar traffic jam problem occurred in 2019, where overcrowding contributed to the deaths of 11 climbers. Aang Tsering Sherpa of Asian Trekking said an Everest exhibition cost is close to $40,000 per climber. Despite this, the dangerous climb is becoming increasingly popular. Delays to reach the summit are dangerous, as many climbers rely on oxygen tanks to survive the supposed death zone, which is above 8,000 metres. Tour company owner Lucas Furtenbach said with basic safety equipment and measures, many Everest deaths could be avoided.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and rainy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.